Welcome to the Coder Catch Up Podcast. My name is Jamie Jones. In this episode, we're going to be talking about Vue 2.5 release, which is quite exciting. So basically, I'm just going to run through this Medium post about the release from Evan Yu. And basically, they're saying, we are excited to announce the release of Vue 2.5 Level E. This release includes improvements of various features we recommend checking out. The release notes for full details. In this post, we're going to highlight some of the more prominent changes. Better TypeScript integration, better error handling, better support for functional components in single file components, and environmental agnostic server-side rendering, which is really interesting. So I'm just going to go through this Medium article and take bits out of that and give you kind of my thoughts on this. So better TypeScript integration. Now, if you aren't aware of TypeScript, I highly recommend doing some research and finding out about that. It's certainly going to help you with your JavaScript development. So they're saying here, with the help from the TypeScript team, 2.5 offers greatly improved type declarations that works with Vue's out-of-the-box API without the need for a component class decorator, which is really nice, not having to need that. The new type declarations also power editor extensions like Vetur. I don't know how to pronounce this, V-E-T-U-R, Vetur. Anyway, enabling better IntelliSense support for plain JavaScript users as well. And basically, they've got a post on that. So that's really nice. They are saying here that TypeScript users should also update the following packages to the latest version of type declaration compatibility. That's Vue Router, Vue X, Vue X Router Sync, and the Vue class component. The next thing that I've been seeing coming up with these kind of JavaScript libraries is better error handling. So they're saying here, in 2.4 and earlier versions, we typically use the global config.errorhandler option for handling unexpected errors in our applications. We also have the render error component option for handling errors in render functions. However, we lack a mechanism for handling generic errors inside a specific part of an application. Now, this is really important and can be really helpful if this can be solved, and this is what they're doing here in 2.5. So we have introduced the new error captured hook. A component with this hook captures all errors, excluding those fired in async callbacks, important to note, from its child component tree, excluding itself. So if you're familiar with React, this is similar to the concept of error boundaries, which you would have heard me talk about in a previous episode about React 16. So the hook receives the same arguments as the global error handler, and you can leverage this hook to gracefully handle and display the error. And this, I think, is a really handy and definitely a necessary kind of thing to have in your application, because it does make it a lot nicer to work with from a developer standpoint, as well as an integration standpoint, like how you're implementing the error support. I think it's really nice there, and this is something I've got to kind of step up myself and use in React. So I really love how it works, though. It definitely makes things a lot nicer. So better support for functional components. So with Vue Loader and Vue 2.5, functional components defined as a single file component, so in a .vue file, now enjoys proper template compilation, scope CSS, and hot reloading support. And this makes it much easier to convert leaf components into functional ones for performance optimizations, which is awesome. So basically, if you do it now in that fashion, you're basically going to get free performance boosts. Now, the final one, which I find really interesting, and this is a big differentiator, especially for people who are building applications with Laravel, so the PHP framework, and this is the environment agnostic server-side rendering. So the default build of Vue Server Renderer assumes a Node.js environment, which makes it unusable in alternative JavaScript runtimes such as PHP, V8.js, or Nashorn. In 2.5, we have shipped a build of Vue Server Renderer that is environment agnostic, which can be used in the browser or in pure JavaScript engines. So they're saying here, this could open up interesting strategies such as utilizing Vue Server Rendering directly in your PHP process. And this is where I think there's something you're going to have to keep your eyes on, because it could become very, very interesting. And as I say, with Laravel, I have a feeling something awesome is going to happen around that space. So that's essentially it. I've got a link to this Medium article from Evan in the show notes. I'd love to know your thoughts on Vue 2.5. Have you upgraded already? How's the upgrade path been? Have you used any of the new features? I'd love to know. Send through a tweet to @CodaCatchUp on Twitter. You can send through an email to codacatchup@gmail.com or on codacatchup.com. You can leave a comment for this episode. Now, if you're listening to this on YouTube, please leave a comment in the comment section below and leave a like and a subscribe if you are enjoying these episodes here on YouTube. If you're not watching it on YouTube, please do check out the YouTube channel. Otherwise, if you're in iTunes, I'd really appreciate a rating and review in iTunes. That'd be awesome. But other than that, we'll catch you in the next episode.